Welcome to the Vicar Law Podcast, Protecting Legacies, Resolving Conflicts. I'm Lydia Vicar, Director of Vicar Law, where we specialise in succession law, civil disputes and litigation in Queensland. If you want to safeguard your assets, navigate estate planning with confidence, or resolve legal conflicts effectively, you're in the right place. Join me each week as we break down complex legal issues into clear, practical insights, helping you protect your legacy and find solutions with certainty. So let's dive in. Hello and welcome back to the Vicar Law Podcast, Protecting Legacies, Resolving Conflicts. I am your host, Lydia Vicar, Director of Vicar Law, and we are continuing the October theme of romantic relationships and your estate plan. However, we are switching gears. The romance is over, and we're now talking about what happens when you separate from your spouse and steps that you need to take after you separate from your spouse. So the previous two podcasts, so the last 2 weeks, we have talked about marriage, what happens when you get married, and we also talked about de facto relationships. So now I'm moving to what happens after you separate from a spouse, okay? So I'll talk about marriage and then I'll talk about de facto, but what you should do is pretty much the same. So when you're married, until you are divorced, that person is considered a spouse. When you hit the point where your marriage is dissolved, then any gifts under the will that you have are void. So any appointments of that person under the will and any gifts to them are void. Okay. So what happens is people come to me and they're often recommended by their family lawyer, which is fantastic because this should really be on a family lawyer's radar as well. What happens is they'll come to me, they've been separated from some time, but they still have that, you know, their valid will is the will that they got done with their spouse. Now, for those of you who haven't done kind of a couple will or don't have a will, but I'm hoping that if you're listening to this, you do have a will because you need to get one, as I say every podcast. Usually what happens in a very standard couple will is that your spouse is your executor. And then you have backup executors, but your spouse is your executor. You give them all your personal belongings and then you give them your residue estate. Okay? And then everyone else comes in, children, blah, 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 whoever else. But that's typically a standard, okay, that on the death of the first spouse, everything pretty much goes to the surviving spouse. So when people come to me, they usually still have that will in place. So what we need to do is update that will. So that's the first thing that we need to do. If someone's come to me and they've just gotten divorced, then the gifts to that spouse are void in their will. So we need to update their will to reflect that change. People come to me and say, what about kids? What about guardianship? Well, the fact is that if you die and the other person, you know, the other parent's still alive, that is their guardian. But what I say to people is you should put down who you'd want to happen after. So if you both had passed away, even not being together, like who you would want the kids to go to, because it may be the case that the other parent doesn't have a will or hasn't provided for that in their will for whatever reason. So my view is it's best to put your wishes down regardless of whether you're with that parent or not. Okay. So that's really marriage. That's what we look at for marriage. Now, de facto is a little bit harder, right? Because there's no piece of paper like there is with the dissolution of marriage to say that this marriage is over. So what I recommend to clients is that as soon as there's been a separation or you feel like the relationship is over, make contemporaneous notes of that and come and get your will done straight away. So that if there's any questions or if you die before you've updated your will, there may be other people that have a higher priority to you. Or if you do update your will relatively quickly, that this person, this other spouse doesn't come over the top of that and try to make a claim against your estate by saying that they're still your spouse. You know, the de facto relationship hasn't ended. So sometimes in a de facto relationship sense, I do go into a little bit more of a defensive mode so that we can prove that this ex de facto spouse doesn't have any claim to your estate. So with a de facto, it's almost the same advice. It's just update your will straight away and the same point of the same point as to guardianship, in that even if your ex de facto spouse is a parent, that's a guardian, but they might not have a will or they might not account for it in their will. So you should put your wishes down. Really important. Another step that you might want to consider taking if you are getting divorced or you're a de facto is changing any property from being a joint tenancy to a tenants in common. Now, if you engage a family lawyer, I would hope that they would talk to you about this, but I can also do this for you. So in Queensland, if you are a joint tenant, so I'll just step back and give you the law just a little bit. If you die and you're a joint tenant owner, the surviving joint tenant takes full ownership. That falls outside of your will. So that happens as a matter of law. So what we try to do after someone has separated from their spouse, but they own property in that way, we sever the joint tenancy and change it to 50-50 tenants in common. So at least if something happens when you die before you've fully, you know, sorted out the property, at least your 50% of that property is dictated by your will and doesn't automatically go to that surviving now ex-spouse. And in Queensland, you can do that. You can sever a joint tenancy. All you have to do is give notice to the other person that you have done so. You don't have to do anything else. You don't need their agreement. And so that's another thing that I highly recommend people doing, because you don't want to get into this gray point and something happens and vice versa. You know, for the other person, I'm sure, you know, people think about this, particularly if they're in a de facto and they have children from previous relationships. You don't want to miss out on that opportunity to administer your estate in the manner that you want to. So that's something that we can also look at doing. So from a succession point of view, that's really the main things. If you separate from your spouse, get your will updated. If you don't have a will, get one. And if you own any property in a joint tenancy, let's look at possibly severing that joint tenancy and what that looks like. I am more than happy to work with family lawyers, so your family lawyer, to make sure that everything is perfectly done for your separation, that you don't have anything to worry about. It's hard enough for everyone when there's a separation. Don't make it harder for your loved ones after you've passed away, and particularly if you end up passing away quite unexpectedly. So I hope that's given you a little bit to think about. If you are wanting to talk about this more, unpack this a little bit more based on your situation, you can book a free consultation on my website, www.vicarlaw.com.au. I'd love to speak to you about this. I am very much a person that thinks that you should take action as soon as something happens. So this is definitely something that you should be looking at doing really quickly if you separate from a spouse. So thanks for listening. We are going to continue next week, our last week, talking about romantic relationships. And I'm next week's also about like non-romantic, you know, safeguarding future, what you should do in the future once you've been divorced. So I look forward, or separated from your de facto. So I look forward to speaking to you again. Thank you for listening this week. Have a great week. Bye. That's a wrap for this episode of the Vicar Law Podcast, Protecting Legacies, Resolving Conflicts. I hope you found today's insights helpful in navigating your legal journey. If you're ready to take the next step in securing your legacy or finally dealing with your dispute, visit www.vicarlaw.com.au to book a free consultation with me, Lydia Vicar. You can also subscribe to our newsletter or find out more about today's topic. Your future begins now, and we're here to guide you every step of the way. Until next time, I'm Lydia Vicar, signing off. The Vicar Podcast comprises general information and does not serve as a substitute for professional advice. Prior to making any legal decisions, individuals are advised to seek independent professional guidance and assess the suitability of this information for their own individual goals and objectives.